Welcome to Limited Lexicon, the podcast where we play through text-based adventure games. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
John.
Andy.
I'll be playing the part of the computer by reading the text generated by the game. My co-host will feed me the commands as we try to get through today's adventure. Today, we will be continuing Zork from 1980 for DOS, developed by Infocom, zork.exe. Alter.
Right.
From the distant sound of a lone trumpet is heard, the room becomes very bright and you feel disembodied.
Oh.
In a moment, the brightness fades and you find yourself rising as if from a long sleep, deep in the woods. In the distance, you can faintly hear a songbird and the sounds of the forest. Forest, there is a matchbook who covers says, visit beautiful FCD number 3 here.
We take a matchbook. Okay, we're alive.
We're back.
We might be.
Audience, we've decided to restore our previous save. Very interesting that you can die in this game. More interesting that you can come back to life just by praying at the altar. However, we are nervous about getting our torch back, so we are going to start in the living room with our torch. Living room. You are in the living room. There is a doorway to the east, a wooden door with strange Gothic lettering to the west, which appears to be nailed shut, a trophy case, and a rug lying beside an open trap door. There's a pair of candles here. There's a black book here. There's a tour guide book here. There's a nasty knife here. There's a clove of garlic here. There's a wrench here. There's an object that looks like a tube of toothpaste here. The tube contains a viscous material.
There's a brass
Oh, it's viscous. There's a jewelry crushed egg here. There's a Zork owner's manual here. There's a brown sack here. And your collections of treasures consist of a crystal skull, a gold coffin, a scepter, a trunk of jewels, a painting, and a platinum bar.
Do I have the painting in here? I didn't even see the painting. Wait a minute. Where's the painting? Oh, we do have painting. Painting, platinum, gold. I'm just making sure everything matches. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep, okay, cool. And then we have the egg, but the egg is special, so we'll just ignore that for now.
Okay, so shall we enter the maze of drop stuff?
Do we want to meet the thief and see whether or not we can give him the... Like,
egg.
I think that was the plan, was just to like, deal with the thief so we never have to deal with him again.
We brought the knife last time, or like the hatchet or something.
We can't kill him yet, though, because we need him to take the egg so he can open it so we can get the treasure inside the egg.
Obviously.
But I feel like he stole everything anyway, regardless.
Well, he doesn't. We still have the egg.
I know we wouldn't want to kill him, but it didn't let us kill him. Even if we wanted to.
Oh, I don't. I have no idea. That's a valid point. I have no idea.
Should we should only take the egg then, if we're going to plan to do this. Go to.
Yeah, and we should.
So he doesn't steal everything else?
Maze, yeah.
Well, I think he only steals treasures, but we should take the egg and we should take the brass lantern.
Okay. Doesn't he strip us of everything?
I thought he did take everything.
I think he only takes treasures.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the thief only takes treasures. Also, the thief will pick stuff up off the ground, so if you take the egg and just drop it in the cellar,
oh,
the thief on one of these turns might take it.
Okay. I mean, screw it.
Egg it.
Okay, I guess we could just pick up the egg and drop it in the cellar.
Yeah, let's do it.
Egg taken.
Let's go down, or open cellar, whatever the thing is.
Cellar.
Okay. Drop egg.
Egg dropped.
Go north.
The troll room.
Go west.
Maze. This is part of a maze with twisty little passages all alike.
Knew it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we got robbed. KJ, can we restart?
Wait, why do you think you got robbed?
Because it says the thief seems to have left you in the dark.
Oh, I didn't even read the rest of it. I just thought that was the... Wow.
Oh, but we dropped the egg in the cellar?
Yeah, but we have no more light.
Yeah, we still need the light, too. That's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Why do we need... Did we discover we needed the
light? Wait, what? Oh, because he got killed by the Gru.
Right, so if you don't have the torch and you go to a room that's dark, there's a chance the Gru will show up. So I just went back to the troll room.
Do we want to drop the torch, pick up the lantern, and pick up the egg?
I mean, if there's a decent chance we meet the... We've met the thief, like, right when we go in the maze, like, 3 out of 4 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So we should not take the torch.
Yeah, drop the torch, take
not
the lantern.
No, but we shouldn't even take the lantern.
But we need
no, the lantern's not a treasure. Yeah.
Okay.
And the lantern's not a treasure, but the torch is.
Why is the torch a treasure?
Because it gives you unlimited light and the lantern has a limited amount. And also it's just something we can put in. I don't know. I just know it's on the list of treasures. Oh. I'm pretty sure.
It's lantern.
Oh, it's not a latern.
Latern. You know, sometimes when I when I want to make a left turn, I'll take a latern.
That's how they do it.
If
France.
I really have to go to the bathroom, I'll use the latern.
You have to make a latern to return back to the cellar.
Take a latern.
Latern. You know, three laterns make a return.
Torch dropped. Latern taken.
Excellent.
Go down.
Well, and you have the egg, but do you guys want to bring other stuff so that you can drop it in the maze as you go?
No, if we already know, we know where the maze is. We already mapped the maze. So we can get out in and out of the maze.
Well, we know where some of the maze is.
I don't
know if we know the whole maze.
Well, we know where the skeleton key is. We know where the rusty knife is and where the bag of coins are.
Seems like, given how crazy it is, it's kind of small right now.
Okay, let's pick up more stuff. Let's take the black book.
Black book taken.
Let's take a clove of garlic.
Garlic taken.
Take the guidebook.
Guidebook taken.
Take the wrench.
Wrench taken.
Can we take the manual?
You're holding too many things already.
Cool, let's go.
Cellar, you have moved to a dark place. It is pitch black. You are likely to be eaten by a grue.
Turn on brass lantern.
The brass lantern is now on. Cellar, you are in a dark, damp cellar.
Okay, let's go north.
The troll room.
Go west.
Maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages all alike.
Can we drop the egg?
Egg dropped.
Can we go south?
Maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages all alike.
Can we go west?
You can't go that way.
You know what?
Is that the red part? Like NWU is we can't go that way, right?
No, that's stuff we haven't explored yet. Can we go?
I think Andy might be right. I think those were like walls you guys.
That was like.
Oh, you're right. It's so
the
hard
red,
to move.
You know.
Yeah. You're valid. Can we drop the Bible or whatever the book, the black book?
Black book dropped.
All right.
So let's go to maze three and see what else is around there.
Well, I think we want to go down first to go to maze two and then maze three because I don't know how we can get to maze three. So let's go down.
Well, which maze do you think you're in now?
We're in maze four, because we went south. Go down.
You won't be able to get back up the tunnel you are going through when it gets to the next room. Maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages, all alike.
Go, can we drop the guide? Guidebook, yeah.
Guidebook dropped.
So now we're in maze two?
Yes.
So we can't go up, but can we go down from here? Oh, no, it's south and down
west.
Our red. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go west.
Maze three.
Yeah.
Maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages, all alike.
Can we get the garlic or drop the garlic?
Garlic dropped.
Can we go up?
Maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages, all alike. A skeleton, probably the remains of a luckless adventurer, lies here. Besides the skeleton is a rusty knife.
Oh, hey, rusty knife.
The deceased adventurer's useless lantern is here. There is a skeleton key here. An old leather bag bulging with coins is here.
Oh. Why is that highlighted in red?
Is that a treasure?
Oh, because it's important. Yeah, it's a treasure. Mm-hmm. And also, I think something happened too, but we'll see. Can we...
Should we try to get out so we can put that treasure back in the chest and then come back?
Can we grab the bag of coins?
Coins taken.
Can we go down?
You can't go that way.
Oh boy, can we take the skeleton key? This might be the bad thing.
Skeleton key taken.
Okay. Where do we go from here? Can we?
Can we go up?
Maybe.
We go up. Maze three.
You can't go that way.
Oh no! Let me go this.
We can't go down.
Let's go east.
Dead end. You have come to a dead end in the maze.
Okay, so east is a dead end.
I'm just gonna add a little arrow thing.
Yeah.
Can we go west?
Let's go west.
Yeah, let's go west.
Maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages, all alike. Beside the skeleton is a rusty knife. The deceased adventurer's useless lantern is here.
Well, we go west from here, right?
Yeah.
Let's try west.
You can't go that way.
Hmm. Wait, so when we were at the dead end, is the dead end a distinct room?
Maybe. I don't know.
So well, let's try going down here, because we might be in a different spot.
Can't go west. Well, no, we can't go down, because we're definitely in the same spot we were before, because this is where the skeleton is.
Well, I mean, but we were already there, and we went west, and we were there again.
No, that was from the dead end, and we couldn't go west here now. Like,
we did go down before we went.
I realize your map's not updating, so it's super confusing.
No, but we we went down before we went east. That makes sense.
Yeah. So we went down, we went up, and we went west, and we went east, which took us to the dead end. Can we go north?
Maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages all alike. There is a clove of garlic here.
Nice.
Hey! Oh, we at the north.
Okay, so north is where the U is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's a mapping. That's good. Can we go? I don't know what else is here.
Well, have we gone east with the...
Can we go up real quick? I'm sorry.
Maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages, all alike. Besides the skeleton is a rusty knife. The deceased adventurer's useless lantern is here.
Can we go south?
You can't go that way.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to map that.
Finish all the directions?
Yeah, because make sure we covered our bases. All right, we can go back north.
Maze. There is a clove of garlic here.
Yeah, so east?
You can't go that way.
Can we go west?
Maze. There is a black book here.
Go south?
Maze. There is a egg here.
Go east?
The troll room.
Does there anything else we have to do?
Well, we probably need to come back, maybe.
Yeah, I would drop the
treasure. But we should drop the coins off, right?
Get on home.
Yeah. Hey, want us fast travel us?
Fast travel. Audience, we are fast traveling to the living room. If our host here remembers exactly how to do that.
You have to pray, right? Altar?
Yeah.
Living room. There's a lot of stuff here.
Can we turn off the lantern? I don't want to waste it.
The brass lantern is now off.
And yeah, sweet.
Put the coins in the...
Yeah, put the coins in.
Coins placed in case.
Nice.
Congrats, guys. Another treasure.
Yay.
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 Me.
Save.
Great idea.
I honestly saved the map thinking it would save the game.
Should we go back into the maze and see what else needs to get done?
Let's just go back and forth and back and forth until the thief seals the egg.
Should we actually bring some? What can we bring?
Can we look at what we have right now?
You are carrying a skeleton key, a wrench, a brass lantern, a bloody axe, a matchbook.
That's a wrench we can drop. The skeleton key, I'm not sure. The matchbook we can use. Can we go east and then up to the attic and get the leaves and leaflet?
Kitchen. You have moved to a dark place. It is pitch black. You are likely to be eaten by a grue.
I turn on lantern.
Attic. A small leaflet is on the ground. On the ground is a pile of leaves. There is a table here.
Can we take leaflet and take leaves?
Leaflet taken. Pile of leaves taken.
Take the table?
A valiant attempt.
So we're going to go down.
Kitchen.
West.
Living room. There's a lot of stuff here.
Can we take the...
Do we need just more things to drop?
Yeah. Can we take the sack and the manual?
Sack taken. Your load is too heavy.
All right. I think we're good.
All right. So...
Can we go down?
You have moved to a dark place. It is pitch black. You are likely to be eaten by a grue.
Turn on lantern.
Cellar.
North.
The troll room.
West.
Maze. There is a jewel encrusted egg here.
Can we go west?
Maze. There is a tour guide book here.
Can we? We tried southeast. We didn't try up.
You can't go that way. A lean and hungry gentleman just wandered through, carrying a large bag, finding nothing of value. He left disgruntled.
Okay, that's... Can we go north? No, let's try going west.
Maze. There's a clove of garlic here. Someone carrying a large bag is casually leaning against one of the walls here. He does not speak, but it is clear from his aspect that the bag will be taken only over his dead body.
Okay, can we go west again?
Maze. There is a black book here. Someone carrying a large bag is casually leaning against one of the walls.
Let me go south.
Maze. There's a jewel-encrusted egg here. A seedy-looking individual with a large back just wandered through the room. On his way, he quietly abstracted some valuables from the room and from your possessions, mumbling something about doing unto others before.
And do I?
You are carrying a brown sack, a pile of leaves, a leaflet, a skeleton key, a wrench, a brass lantern, providing light, a bloody axe, a matchbook.
Can we look real quick?
Maze. This is part of a maze with twisty little passages all alike.
Drop some leaves.
Okay, Evan, that's the one thing. One thing that's been bothering me the most. It's gonna make that red though. Now we have to get the guy later. That's big. Oof, that's ugly. That's not too red. All right, let's drop some
drop
leaves.
Some leaves.
Leaves dropped.
All right.
We're doing all sorts of stuff today.
Got yeah.
Coins. Drop the egg.
We've gone west, east, and south, right? In this room, have we gone up or down in maze one?
We've gone north. We've gone east, which takes us back to the control room. We've gone west. We've gone south. We've gone north. We haven't gone up or down.
You want to try up?
Yeah.
You can't go that way.
Can we try down?
You can't go that way.
There we go. No. go west.
Maze, there's a guidebook here.
Can we go north?
Maze, on the ground is a pile of leaves.
Oh, okay. There we go. Okay, so we have that one-to-one mapping. I think we went everywhere. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, so there's only 6 options we can ever go through. So let's go west again.
Maze, there is a guidebook here.
Can we go west one more time?
Maze, there is a clove of garlic here.
We've not gone all the directions from here, right?
No. So let me just press enter. Let me do...
So east?
You can't go that way.
North?
Maze, there's a guidebook here.
Okay, that just takes us back west.
Right.
I feel like there's like a solution here where north goes to west and west goes to north. Is this like the third time this has happened?
Let's go west again and we'll be back, right?
Yeah. No. Well...
Maze, there is a clove of garlic here.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I got mixed up. Can we go down?
You can't go that way.
Cool. I think we only have north or south.
You can't go that way.
All right. We checked everywhere there. We checked everywhere in maze 5. We checked everywhere in maze 4. Is the dead end special? Can we go north?
Maze. There's a tour guidebook here. The lamp is definitely dimmer now.
Oh, no. Let's get out of the maze first. So if we want to go north and then east.
Maze, there's a pile of leaves on the ground. The troll room.
All right. Want to do the rest of the way?
Audience, we are teleporting to the living room.
What weapon should we take?
Whatever. I don't know.
Well, have you fought the thief yet? At all? Do we know what a fight with the thief looks like?
I think it's just stab, pretty much. I don't know if it makes a difference. Can we do inventory?
You are carrying a brown sack, a leaflet, a skeleton key, a wrench, a brass lantern, a bloody axe, a matchbook.
All right, we have a bloody axe. Can we do look real quick?
Living room. There is a torch here. A pair of candles, a nasty knife, an object which looks like toothpaste that has material in it that is vishkish, a owner's manual, and a bunch of treasures.
Yeah, I don't know if Sean Connery was doing this voiceover.
The tube contains a vishkish material.
Oh.
That was a terrible Sean Connery.
It was. I almost tried it, but I wasn't going to be.
Oh, that was Sean Connery.
Yeah, no, that was AI, everybody.
AI would do way better.
Yeah.
Wow. So many insults.
AI would do.
Whoa, was that AI?
That was AI.
Okay. Yeah, can we drop the lantern and pick up the torch?
Lantern dropped. Torch taken.
Is there anything else we want to take? The tube, the candles?
Candles taken.
Take the tube?
Oh, take the owner manual.
Tube taken. Your load is too heavy.
Well, you know what? We have enough.
Yep.
Enough crowd.
Yeah.
We have enough crap in our load.
Yes. It's time we release this load.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. All right. Go down, I guess. I don't know.
All right, guys. The load is going down.
The load is going down.
Cellar.
The load is going north.
God, I hope the load is going down.
The troll room.
Go west.
Maze, there is a pile of leaves here.
Go west.
Maze, there is a guidebook here.
Go east.
Dead end. You have come to a dead end in the maze.
Go north.
You can't go that way.
Okay, let me write that down.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go west?
You can't go that way.
Okay, there are two dead ends. Now I know. We've tested that theory, and we now know the answer. Also, everything's too close, so it's a little bit of a problem.
So we think that is a distinct dead end.
Yeah, I just want to make... It is, because we tried going west.
It didn't say you can't go that way. It's like you come to a dead end.
Yeah, so...
Then the first dead end wasn't really a dead end. If you can go to a place and get to a different dead end, that's called a passageway. It's a door. That's a room with a door.
True. I just don't know. I don't know. You gotta test these things.
Yeah. Lies, this game.
Yeah. So we have two dead ends. Can we go up?
You can't go that way.
Can we go down?
You can't go that way.
Can we go east?
You can't go that way.
Okay, so it's just a dead end. Can we go south?
Maze. There is a guidebook here.
Can we go? Where do we go?
Wait, but we went south from the second dead end?
From the first dead end. This.
How we get back to the
first? Refresh the map. Refresh the map.
Yeah, I just did.
Oh, here.
Maybe yeah, you went from egg to guidebook to dead end one.
Yeah. And now we went back to guidebook.
Can we go to maze 5?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So can we go west?
Maze, there is garlic here.
Can we go up?
Maze, besides the skeleton is a rusty knife. The deceased adventurer's useless lantern is here.
Did we take the rusty knife? Because I think that does something.
Your load is too heavy.
Can we drop the owner manual?
You don't have
that. Oh, we don't have it. Gosh.
You have a leaflet?
Leaflet dropped.
Can we take the rusty knife?
Your load is too heavy.
Interesting. Can we drop the brown sack?
Brown sack dropped.
Can we take the knife?
Your load is too heavy.
Jesus, this is a heavy knife.
A lot of rust.
Can we drop the tube?
Tube dropped.
Take knife?
Taken.
Okay, what kind of knife? Is this a magical knife? What? Let's try southwest.
Maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages, all alike.
We just dropped all our stuff. Oh, wait, damn, I don't know if we can go back. Can we drop the matchbook?
Matchbook dropped.
Let's just try this for now. I hate this maze. I hate mazes in these games. It's so bad. I'm just getting freaking Hobbit vibes now.
Yeah. So I guess it's time to explore maze 6.
Okay, north.
You can't go that way.
I'm going to make this red real quick. South.
You can't go that way.
East.
Maze. This is part of a maze with twisty little passages, all alike.
Do we want to drop the wrench?
Wrench dropped.
I hope when we get this done, we just know how to solve the maze without ever looking at this again. Like, they just give us the names for each part of the maze so we don't have to think about this anymore.
We haven't tried, what, east or west?
We haven't tried anything. This is a new one.
No, I mean in maze 6.
What was this? This was east. So we have 3 more options for that one. Can we go south?
Maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages, all alike.
Boy, I hate this. I don't have enough to do. Okay. Well, we tried south. I don't know why I marked that.
Yeah, so now we have a maze 8.
Yeah. We dropped all our stuff because of the rusty knife.
Yeah, so go north, right?
You can't go that way.
Okay.
Okay. Because we don't really know whether or not we have to go
up.
You can't go that way.
Can we go east?
You can't go that way.
Can we go south?
Maze, there is a wrench here.
Yay. 1-to-1.
Wrench.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Can we go... we went south to west.
Maze, there is a matchbook here.
Okay. So west works.
Cool. Can we go north? We went north, we went south, went east. Can we go west?
West, there is a matchbook here.
Oh. It's a loop stack. I'm just gonna. But I'm gonna pretend that's just a and that's kind of BS. Okay, can we go north or can we go up?
Maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages, all alike.
Can we go north from here?
Maze. There is a matchbook here.
Yay! There's some logic. There's a logic. There is some logic in this maze. Oh my god! I figured out something. That up is north and north is or something. I don't know. That east is south. that west is north sometimes or something. All right, can we go down? Or yeah, down.
Maze, there is a deceased adventurer's useless lantern here. There is a tube here. There is a brown sack here. There are candles here. There's a leaflet here.
Drop this knife.
Knife dropped.
I'm getting candles, tube, and sack.
Taken, taken, taken.
Can we take the lantern?
Your load is too heavy.
Okay. All right, well, we know it's there.
Okay.
All right. Southwest!
Maze, there's a matchbook here.
Should we pick up the wrench? What do y'all think?
To pick up the wrench?
Maybe the wrench would hurt the thief.
Wouldn't the wrench identify? Oh, do we not have a weapon? We don't have the bloody axe?
We have the bloody axe. I'm saying, should we pick up the wrench? Because I don't know if we'll use it somewhere.
Can't hurt to try.
Yeah, I just want to keep it just in case we use it. Because I don't think we'll use the tube. I don't think we'll use the candles anymore.
Well, do we know that we won't loop back into May 7?
Well, if we go east, we'll go back to May 7. So we can pick it up now.
Okay.
So I'm saying pick up the wrench, drop the sack or something like that.
Oh, okay.
That.
I got you.
Maze, there's a wrench here.
Drop sack.
Sack dropped.
Pick up wrench.
Wrench taken.
All right. Where have we? We haven't gone anywhere with this one. North.
You can't go that way.
Okay. East.
Maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages, all alike.
We're at 10. Is there even space? Oh, there's a ton of space. Perfect.
So we're in maze 10. Do we want to explore maze 10?
Yeah. Let's drop something first. Yeah. Drop the... You pick.
What's going to be the screen? Let's drop the viscous material or the tube.
Viscous material.
Dropped. Just squirt the material. That'll be our landmark.
This maze has been vandalized.
Squirt the tube onto the ground.
I made it right by accident.
Okay, and let's go try north.
You can't go that way.
South.
You can't go that way.
West.
Maze. There's a tube here.
It's the same. It's a loop back. I'm not counting it.
Okay.
I mean, you should mark it maybe, but.
Up. I don't think it matters.
We just need to know that it doesn't go anywhere.
No, I marked that.
Oh, yeah. Same difference. Yeah.
I'm not marking
yes,
it. Something
yes,
different.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, pointless. Yeah. East.
Yes.
You can't go that way.
Can't go east. Okay.
Up.
You can't go that way.
Down?
You can't go that way.
Up.
Oh, is this a corner one?
Oh. Northwest.
You can't go that way.
Northeast.
Oh, yeah.
Maze. Oh. There's a brown sack here.
We had northwest, now we have northeast.
But northeast takes us to the sack.
Where's the sack? Oh, no. Did I forget the sack? Oh, no, it's... Oh, northeast goes back to the... I forgot to mark it on here. I have it marked as wrench.
Oh.
Sack. Yeah.
Northeast takes us sack. For a sack.
Yeah. For the sack. God. I feel like this is a dead end, but at the same time, it's not. So I feel like there has to be another passage. Right?
One would think.
Yeah. It's a weird construct.
Can we go east?
We tried that.
Maze, there is a tube here.
Southwest.
You can't go that way.
Southeast.
Dead end. You have come to a dead end in the maze.
Oh.
What is this? Okay. Another dead end. Dead end 3.
So now we have a dead end. We don't have to call it maze, whatever. All right. I wonder if the dead ends are useful. Good place to hide from.
Ooh. I don't know what I'm doing.
All right. So we're going to go northeast from the dead end to get back home to maze 10.
Maze. There's a tube here.
Oh, it's north? Yeah. It's north. Straight north. Southeast. Okay, we can go back northeast then.
Maze, there's a brown sack here.
Hmm.
We haven't done up or down, right? with May 7?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. We can go... We did all with the cardinal, so we can go up and down. Up.
Maze, there is a handheld air pump here.
Yes. This is not us, right? We didn't drive this.
We haven't heard about that.
Yeah.
We take the handheld air pump.
Well,
Not a treasure, is it?
I mean, we keep dropping. We might as well leave it for now. We know where it is.
That's a good point.
That is actually a really good point. I just want
to
look whether
just
it's
gonna pick it up to drop
not.
Something else, so we know where it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I was gonna do. let me mark it real quick. Whatever, at 11.
Yes. Let's do the Cardinals to start. North, please, KJ.
You can't go that way.
West, please, KJ.
Maze. This is part of a maze with twisty little passages, all alike.
I can't wait till we have to pump our bicycle full there.
So that's a new
that's
spot, right?
12, yeah.
Well, it might be 9. 9's kind of weird.
Oh.
But
yeah, we don't have anything.
Do we not drop anything there?
No. We just ran out of stuff to drop. Yeah.
That might be a problem.
We'll see. Was it west?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if we get there, we'll try north first, and we'll see whether or not we go to the matchbook. Mm-hmm. Pair of candles.
Candles, sure.
Candles dropped.
And we put, what, west from here? Boy, I really need to make this app, this freaking program for this freaking map. I hate it.
So, do you want to try going, let's try the Cardinals again?
Yeah, north?
You can't go that way.
All right, so it's definitely different.
South?
Maze, there's a brown sack here.
Ooh,
oh, there
nice.
We go.
I don't know how
that worked out.
I don't
really
know how we got
well,
here.
Well, actually, with the map.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me one
we
second.
We deserve serendipity after two games of this crap.
Dude.
Wandering in
some God. Place. I will never forgive the Hobbit for that life it's taken from me.
Yeah.
Where else do we have? I guess we'll just go back at that point because we went every other direction. So it probably down takes us back to the candles.
Maybe I'm not refreshed, but did we fill out all of Maze 9?
We didn't do any of Maze 9 except for North.
Oh, well, let's go back there.
Well, I don't know if we... Well, actually, I guess we can go back there.
So we go west.
Can we go down? Oh, never mind. That's fine.
Maze, there's a matchbook here.
Do we have anything? Actually, no. Can we go down first?
Maze. The deceased adventurer's useless lantern is here. There is a rusty knife here. A small leaflet is on the ground.
Can we take the rusty knife and the lantern?
Hmm.
And nothing else.
Knife taken. Your load is too heavy.
Yeah, what do we have right now?
You are carrying a rusty knife, a torch, providing light, a leaflet, a skeleton key, a wrench, a bloody axe.
We need to get something into Maze 9.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's it, right? I think we have, I don't think we've explored Maze 9 yet. So maybe we should go there.
I don't know if we've really explored Maze 11 or 12 either.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Maze 9, I think, is closer, though.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, they're all the same.
Yeah,
you know?
But I think I agree. It seems like 11 and 12 are also unexplored.
That first or Breaster, man, come on.
All right, let's go southwest.
Maze, there is a matchbook here.
There we go.
Up.
Maze, this is part of a maze of twisty little passages, all alike.
Okay, where do I want to go?
So north takes us back.
So let's try the Cardinals. Shall we go south?
Yeah.
Maze, this is part of a maze of twisty little passages, all alike.
We screwed up. We forgot to drop something.
Oh,
we should just restore.
No, we can just drop something now. I think it'll be fine.
Well, but we don't know where we are.
We should just restore.
Yeah. Restore, go back to 9, drop a thing, and yeah.
All right, that was, what was that, south before? Yeah.
It was.
Right, so pick up knife and lantern.
Knife taken.
Oh, and lantern's too heavy.
Your load is too heavy.
KJ figured out how to spell lantern.
I did. I practiced all week, audience. It'll be a much smoother lantern experience.
Man,
no more lanterns.
No more lanterns, although this maze is very lanterny.
I don't know. We might see a chasm later.
There could be a chasm.
All right. Up. Go up.
Oh, southwest.
Oh. You're right. Southwest.
Maze, there is a matchbook here. Maze, this is part of a maze of twisty little passages, all alike.
Dropped leaflet.
Drop? Yeah.
Okay. Leaflet dropped.
Great. Okay.
Let's go south.
Yeah.
Maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages, all alike.
This is maze 13, then.
Yes.
We're in maze 13. So let's drop What do we have?
Sounds like a title for a Stephen King book. And he's 13. A
drop the wrench. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like that joke.
I'm just... Eddie was a guitar player stuck in Maze 13.
Maybe because we talked about Hypercube and Cube before. Maybe that's why I'm thinking about it.
Wrench dropped.
All right. Shall we cardinal this? I think we should kind of make a habit of going maybe north, south, west, east. So let's start by going north with Maze 13.
You can't go that way.
Okay. Write that down. Yes, I'm sorry.
Should we try south?
Maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages.
OMG.
All alike.
Ooh, drop the skeleton key?
I don't like that, but okay.
Yeah, what's the key? I mean, I don't know.
That's what we got from the skeleton. I think we might need it for something. So let's not drop that. Let's drop the rusty knife because we have two weapons.
All right.
I hope. I don't know. I really don't know.
Knife dropped.
Should we give John a second to catch up with?
Yeah.
I got it. Okay. We're good. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I'm fast. I'm fast as freak, boy.
Yeah.
I'd say.
I love our PG rating.
I don't.
So this is Maze 14 that we're in now?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for telling me.
We seem to be in Maze 14.
You're right.
All right. Tom, let's do your directions.
Shall we go north?
You can't go that way.
Okay.
All right.
Hallelujah. Then south is next, usually.
You can't go that way.
Oh,
thank God. I think west is after that.
Maze, there is a wrench here.
Oh.
Ooh.
Mm.
Okay. Okay.
So west takes us back.
Yeah.
Okay. Want to go back south, or do we want
to? Yeah, let's go back to 14 and do the finish it. See if it's a leaf node.
Maze, there is a rusty knife here.
Okay, so it's no. Can we go east?
Maze. A small leaflet is on the ground.
Oh, where is it? Okay, let's do this. That's awful. Let me just give me 1 second. We're doing
a lot of maze boxes.
Yes. Audience, we're watching John make the maze in real time.
I need to make the program. It really would help me if I just made a program to do this for me. It's the automation curse.
Mm.
I have like the one step I need to do. I just have to do 50 more.
I tend to do it with paper and ink. So you are far ahead of me, even doing what you're doing now. With a pen that needs to be reloaded now and then.
Remember when that happened on the show? That was so weird, Tom. I'd never heard of that.
Never heard
that
of
your pen ran out of ink?
That a pen ran out of ink?
Yeah. During the limited lexicon.
Yeah, I know, but you've never heard of that? Of a pen running out of ink?
No.
Really?
You usually just toss it when it runs out of ink.
Oh, I have I have cartridges.
Oh, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a tiny little mini pen inside a bigger pen, right? I mean, that's...
Kind of, I guess so. But I feel very sophisticated when I do it.
Oh, I'm... Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not trying to take away from your...
You're fun.
Sophistication.
Yeah.
Yeah, little pens inside bigger pens is very sophisticated. Audience, I'm sure John will have the map done soon. You don't have to keep listening.
I was thinking the same thing. I have to hurry up.
Yes.
Okay, I think we're good now.
We're in 9 again, right?
Yes, 9.
So 9 we have not explored west and east. Am I correct in that assessment?
We explored south and north.
Well,
and yeah.
So let's go west.
Maze, there's a glass bottle here.
Where are we? Wait, did we drop a bottle of water? I don't remember this.
Bottle of water?
I'm going insane.
I don't think we did.
No. I mean.
So we now have Maze 15, which is a bottle of water in it?
I guess.
I think so.
Well, we found the handheld pump, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's very convenient because...
I'm thirsty.
I have a feeling the caddy corners are the indicator that we're in the important room, or one of the important rooms. So it may behoove us to start with caddy corners.
Northeast!
Thank you.
You can't go that way.
Northwest!
You can't go that way.
Southeast?
You can't go that way.
Southwest.
Maze. This is part of a maze of twisty little passages.
Oh, boy.
All alike.
Game is going to drive me insane.
Okay.
Maze 16.
Maze 16. The Southwest Passage.
There should be a rule against this. Having 16 rooms.
I'm tempted to ask what percentage of rooms we've discovered.
Yeah, I was just about to say, whatever 16 over 15 is, so 106%. They only have 15. That's what I'm trying to say.
Wait, are we in maze 8? Can we drop something in real quick?
No. Well, where's 8?
Where is 8?
Oh, we didn't drop anything in 8.
Because we ran out of stuff.
Oh, we might be in 8. What do we have now?
Well, hey, wait. Go south. Okay.
You can't go that way.
Then we're not in maze 8.
Okay, good to know. I don't know what we're going to do right now.
What items do we have again? I'm sorry, I don't remember.
We have a bloody axe, a torch, and a skeleton key.
Can we put the skeleton key down? Do we really?
I mean, we should be able to get it back unless the thief won't take it, right?
Yeah, my understanding is the thief only takes proper treasures.
It seems to be true.
So everything that we're put down, we can get back because we know where to go.
Yeah.
Mazes.
So let's drop the key.
Key dropped.
I don't like it, but okay.
I agree. I don't like it either, but I...
You guys want to go back and get more stuff?
No, but yeah, but no, but yeah.
Well, if you told us that we discovered all the rooms, then it's not worth it.
Well, that's true.
But we have a problem.
Right, you discovered more than the rooms.
I'm really concerned about that. Let's just try it. Let's just keep trying. Worst case, hey, let's try going south or northeast.
Grading room. You are in a small room near the maze. There are twisty passages in the immediate vicinity. Above you is a grating locked with a skull and crossbone lock.
Hey, let's go!
The key. He's the key. Oh, son of a... Okay, so this is...
So that's a new... It's not a maze. It's a grading room. We're finally in a named place again.
So I guess the point of that nonsense was to get to the grading room.
The grading room.
I guess theoretically.
So then we should go... What do we go? Northeast to get here? Can we go...
Yes. Southwest.
Southwest?
Maze. There's a skeleton key here.
Oh, thanks, sweet Jesus.
Amazing.
And the Holy Ghost as well.
And I will say there is at least one other thing in the maze.
Oh, no. There's more stuff in the maze. Oh, God.
Limited Lexicon with Nick, KJ Tom, and mostly Johnny B. You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video. Subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films, and Get the Point, where we slowly reveal a movie poster and try to guess which movie poster it is. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Limited Lexicon wherever fine podcasts are found.
I can't wait for Indiana Jones 7.
Did you see the new one?
I did. We just went tonight.
I did.
Did you see it, Tom?
Nice.
Did you see it, Andy?
I did see it, yes.
Did you see it, Andy?
No, I didn't see it yet.
Oh. So my standard joke, minor spoiler. So it starts in the 40s, so it's like a younger Harrison Ford.
And they did de-aging with his old video.
Yeah, so
it looks terrible.
I'm going to say they used AI to make his face. And then I'm pretty sure old Indy gets thrown around a lot, and you can see Harrison Ford the whole time, so I'm assuming they did the same thing for his old face for a good chunk of it. And then they definitely used AI for the script because it was terrible.
You're breaking up a little bit, Tom.
Yeah, you're a little
choppy. Your sound's a little bit good, but it's mostly your camera.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny because it's just like...
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to close these windows, but they're kind of freezing up. Long as the sound is good.
Yeah. Honestly. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'll be fine once like it pops up.
So I never closed DOSBox from last time we played.
Really?
Sure, yeah.
Wow.
Let me see.
Hopefully it doesn't have any memory leak.
Yeah, hopefully DOSBox doesn't, and hopefully Zork doesn't, right?
I mean... Yeah.
There's layers here, John.
There's layers within layers. RAM usage, 12 gigabytes. Man, how did it get that high? It actually has a memory leak, but it's DOSBox, so it's like a 2 megabytes.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to laugh, too.
Not on video, you're not, Tom. On video right now, you're just... Now you have a big smile.
Oh, look at me, Tom. I can swivel my chair and you can see it.
Whereas you look like a poorly made GIF.
Look at all these bits I have, Tom. All these bits to play with.
Wow. Talking Studios,